Woohoo is right.
I love her little woohoo.
Woohoo! Traveling all over Arizona here this morning. We just finished a fantastic interview with the director of marketing for Castle Hot Springs, Mr. Steve Sampson, talking about all they're doing to bring that piece of property back to beyond even its glory that it was in when it opened in 1896. It's going to be absolutely a spectacular, one-of-a-kind type of experience, and it's right here in the great state of Arizona, just 30 miles out of downtown Phoenix, really 30, 35 miles at the most, maybe. What we didn't get to talk about, which I'm going to have to bring Steve back to, it's not open to the public. It is a private lodging resort with just 32 accommodations. But the brewery is going to be outside the main gate, and there will be a place that the public can come and experience.
Well, I thought that too, because he also mentioned weekly farmers markets.
That's who's be providing the food for the lodging. It's not like they're going to have a weekly farm on the property, I don't believe.
Okay, we'll have to ask him to clarify, because that's not what I heard.
All right. So it's going to be a great resort there. We'll have Steve on again and visit some more as they approach their opening in October. So
it'd be fun just to go through all that stuff and see what was left, like a little gold mine out there.
Yes. Drove in last night from Happy Jack. I ran up to Happy Jack on Thursday afternoon. After being requested by several of our listeners and clients from here in the valley that have homes up in Happy Valley about Happy Jack, about what I could do maybe to mobilize a crew, because the area is remote. I mean, it's 20 plus miles, 30 miles from Payson. It's 40 miles from Winslow. It's an hour from Flagstaff.
Any little markets close by? Or?
Yeah, Clint's Well's it, baby.
Yeah.
I mean, that's one gas station and one cafe. And I mean, the nearest hardware store, I think, is Pine Hardware down in Pine, Arizona. And that's 35, 40 minutes away. So it's going to be, they've built a lot of properties there over the years. There's a lot of properties there. There's 32 that have actually been burned to ash. It's just absolutely heartbreaking to walk through somebody's house where you see the little metal frame of a mattress with the coil spring and just, you know, shreds of ashen cotton hanging off of it, and the frame of a reclining chair, you know, the skeleton of a Polaris Razor, a Jeep, absolutely just burned to the ground, nothing left except the body. And I was so uplifted by the spirits of the homeowners I met there. I just couldn't have been more impressed with their attitude about the whole thing.
I thought you'd come back all beat up.
Yeah, no, it was beat up to see. I mean, house after house after house, just piles of coal and ash. If you have a home up there, me and my certified contractor out of Prescott, Tom Riley of Renovations, are trying to meet with the insurance companies. We have met and visited with the Coconino County is just being stellar about this whole thing. They're waiving the permit process. They're expediting permits if you're not matching your exact same footprint. If you are matching your exact same footprint, they're not making you go through a permitting process at all. So they're just being champs about it. A group called Team Rubicon is going to be up there next weekend, and they're a group of veterans who move into these catastrophic areas, and they're just going to be cleaning sites up, which is step one. You just got to get all the ash and the coal and the debris and the non-salvageable stuff off the property to see what you have. Most of the foundations, the footings, the slabs are wasted. They're gone. I won't be able to salvage those. So the Happy Jack rescue effort is ongoing. If there's anything we can do to help y'all in interpreting your insurance claim or your adjuster's first estimate, please get in touch with us. We are contemplating mobilizing a team to go up there and see if we can help put a couple of those homes back together. So the staycation winner this weekend,
probably
drove through Happy Jack or near there. He could have gone through Happy Jack to get to Snowflake.
They stayed at the Heritage Inn, bed and breakfast, great little intimate place to stay, great custom breakfast.
Pioneer House.
Lots of great Arizona State Parks close by. They could visit Fools Hollow Lake, Lyman Lake. Drove a little edge up there. Had books by Roger Naylor and Arizona Highways. Yeah, you can go ahead and start putting in. June just got drawn for the Lazy Trout Cabin.
Up in Heber?
In Heber.
Okay.
They got the Lazy Bear Cabin.
Fantastic. Oh, that's at Greer, and then Heber is where you're putting
yes,
in for now.
Yes, right. Exactly. Snowflake now, then Greer.
That's
then
the Sanderson
Heber.
Ford, Rosie on the House, Arizona Staycation. You can only register at one place. That's rosieonthehouse.com.